You're on 981 2NM. We love to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council each week, and for that we go to the source, Mayor Morris Collison. How are you this morning, Morris?
Very well, thank you. Nice to see a little bit of moisture over the last couple of days, and yeah, it's a great time of the year.
I think we're going to get some nice warm spring weather. It feels that way at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, the weekend's supposed to be quite a warm weekend, so let's see what happens.
Something to look forward to. Now, Morris,
it's got to go right, doesn't it?
Eventually, it's got to go our way, doesn't it? Mates, talk to us about some land reclassification.
Yeah, some while back we bought some land up off the highway going across to the sale yards and the abattoirs in the industrial area. So we're just going out to the community. It's going to be from community land to operational land. So any community members, that they're invited to provide a written comment on the proposed reclassification by Wednesday the 25th of August. That's got to be a written letter into the council. So what that is that's to move forward now with some funding and try and put an overhead rail bridge in to get the trucks out of our town and make it a lot easier for trucks to access sale yards and abattoirs.
So this is the first step in a long path to be able to get that done, really?
Yeah, we purchased the land. It's just something we've got to do. We've got to change that classification.
Yep.
And once we do that, of course, we have been fighting, not fighting, but we've been working with the state and feds to try and source some funding to do that, and it's just going to make our town scope a lot better and prettier and easier with no more trucks.
And anyone who's got some thoughts on it, they need to write it out and post it to the council.
Yeah, but we email the council or post it to the council, yes.
Okay, all right. Now, what's happening at Cameron's Bridge and Rookall, please, mate?
Yeah, the Rookall residents, they've been very, very patient on this bridge. It's been going on for quite a long time with trying to work out alignments, etc., but it's great news that this week they're getting the bypass temporary bridge in better, lifting it up out of the water higher, and we're hoping that by the middle of this month, the end of this month, we'll see the old bridge starting to be demolished, and hopefully by February, March next year, we'll have a nice new structure there for the Rookall residents.
I'm sure they'll be looking forward to it. And last of all, I have seen on the Facebook pages some community recycling stations for Upper Hunter Shire Council. What's that about?
Yeah, at the Merriwell office, the Murundi office, the Aberdeen Library and the Scone Library, you can drop off your old little batteries and your fluoro globes and your mobile phones and your e-waste, and that's where they can be put away in disposal in a safe manner. And, that's a safe way of doing it. But just importantly, the bulky computers, etc., can't go into that. They've got to be taken to the waste management facility. So it's a great thing. If you've got all these things and on one of them in the drawers with old mobile phones, that's the spot to put them.
All right, and they're going to be there permanently at those locations, so you'll always be able to drop that stuff off.
Yeah, you can drop off the household problems, waste, yeah, at those buildings, and there should be a little box there at those buildings, and yeah, feel free, use it.
Absolutely. Well, when the facility's there, you might as well utilise it. Morris Collison, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council.
Thanks, Bear.